This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. We have a disturbing report of violence out of Ferndale that resulted in the arrest of 45-year-old Ferndale woman Kimberly Felder and the hospitalization of her 11-year-old daughter, who suffered severe injuries at the hands of her mother. Sheriff's deputies were called to Centerville Beach on Friday morning at about 9 o'clock on a report that a woman was assaulting and abusing a child. Felder told a group of people standing nearby that she was performing an exorcism on the girl. She had stripped the child naked and was beating her with driftwood, shoving sand into the child's ears and mouth, while also biting and scratching her. It took one person from the crowd to intervene while deputies were en route, and that was what John Marcial did. He attempted to pull Felder off the child and got involved in a physical altercation with her while she continued to hit and strike at the girl. Once the deputy reached the scene, he was able to subdue Felder and place her in handcuffs. Felder was arrested and booked into county jail for attempted murder, felony child abuse, and aggravated mayhem. The child was taken to the hospital for treatment of serious injuries, including severe damage to one of her ears. The sheriff's office recommends Marcial be nominated for a Red Cross Life-Saving Award for his actions. The California Highway Patrol Humboldt area is investigating the 16th fatal traffic collision in the county since the first of the year. DUI is suspected of having played a role in a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 at the South G Street exit ramp in Eureka in the early morning hours on Saturday. The driver, a Redding man who died in the crash and who has not been identified by the coroner, lost control of his mid-sized Dodge SUV as he negotiated the curb at the end of the off-ramp. The car left the roadway and slammed into a large tree at about 3:30. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene, and a passenger in the vehicle suffered minor injuries and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. Toxicology analysis will be performed as part of the investigation to determine if the driver was under the influence at the time of the crash. State lawmakers have introduced a state version of net neutrality regulations aimed at protecting the privacy of Internet users. The California Broadband Internet Privacy Act would require ISPs to get approval from subscribers to sell their information, require consent disclosures to be clear and easy to access, prohibit providers from offering pay-for-privacy plans, and require ISPs to adequately protect consumers' private information. Eureka police arrested 37-year-old Samuel Summers on Friday morning following a short vehicle pursuit that ended up with the officer having used pepper spray and a taser to subdue Summers. The officer had attempted a traffic stop on Wabash when Summers fled the scene instead. He came to a stop on B Street after hitting a parked car, and he then allegedly backed the car into the officer's patrol vehicle before the officer broke the driver's side window, deployed the pepper spray, and then used the taser to subdue Summers. He was booked on a list of charges including assault with a deadly weapon, felony evasion, and resisting arrest. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for 30-year-old Ayet Dial, who was reported missing by her family last week. Dial resides in Trinidad but was last seen leaving her brother's residence in Hayfork on foot. Dial is described as a Filipino female, 5 feet tall, with black hair and brown eyes, and she has distinct tattoos on her body. Anyone with information about Dial or her whereabouts is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California, as well as the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. The Willits Bypass is the last major road project aimed at easing the driving conditions for residents of the north coast, and it allows for an easier route around the city of Willits instead of the old route that took you through the heart of the town. The project was completed last year, and it's just one major road project scheduled for the region as Caltrans continues to work on the expansion of Richardson's Grove to allow for the passage of larger trucks. Those trucks are how the goods we buy and sell get into and out of the county, and the focus on expanding roadways while also maintaining and repairing them and other transportation infrastructure remains a front burner issue in the region. The chief concern among elected officials, business owners, and private residents alike remains how to provide the necessary funding to meet those transportation needs so vital to our communities.
On Friday, agents with the County Drug Task Force arrested Leif Dodds, Sonny Weishart, and Michael Jones after a search warrant was served at a residence on C Street in Eureka. Agents believe narcotics were being distributed from the house, and in total, they discovered over 200 grams of suspected heroin and 5 grams of meth, along with cash and other drug paraphernalia. The three were booked into jail on drug possession and drug sale charges. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.